the majority of the time, the reason that we don't take a step forward is due to fear. And it's easy to really say, get over it, or you're never gonna know until you try it. And statements like that and a perspective like that is enough to get someone through the first day, maybe the second or third day, you know, and for those who are really disciplined, maybe throughout a week. But at the end of the day, you need a belief or perspective that is twice as stronger are those. What the hell does that mean? At a time like this is when I would stop, delete the recording, and start over. But we're practicing a new form of acceptance. And so we're gonna continue with our mistakes. Anyways, yes. So, small tokens of motivational, inspiring perspectives or statements are enough to get you the first mile or two. They are good as a little push or a big push, depending on the pushes that you've had in your life. But at the end of the day, you need something stronger. And that something that's stronger should come from a deeper place in your value structure, in your system, your belief systems, in what makes you who you are. You know, and so when we're for example, if we're talking about a male or a female who wants to kind of quit their job and pursue a dream, and it's a realistic dream, they have talent in it, they're good at it, there's potential, but you know, there is that balance. Like, do you go into, you know, if they're an artist, that's even a higher risk than someone who's like, let's say someone who wants to quit their job and go into the music industry and they're an artist or selling paintings, versus someone who's an accountant, but they want to quit their job and become like make their own business for accounting. And so obviously one has more risk than the other. And so we're talking right now about the one that has that extreme amount of risk, where not only is it hard as a creative person to monetize and make a business out of your artwork and convince people that creativity really takes a lot, you know, and they think you just spit it right out, but it, you know, convince people that this price is this, you know, it's to have them respect that price per se. And so the question is, after that initial push, and those statements of if you're never gonna know if you don't try, we need a continuance of sort, something to keep the momentum at the level that you want it at. And going back to our reasoning, that needs to come from a deeper place. And remember, we're still talking about the more extreme side, where it's realistic, but it's realistic to the point where you need to be motivated every single day for more than, you know, a month or two. It needs to be up to a year or 2 years, right, before you can see anything come back. And my perspective on that is really, if you don't know yourself deeply enough, you know, or if you don't want it bad enough, you're not gonna be able to continue. And in some cases, unless you've hit rock bottom and this is the only way for you to breathe, and this is the only way that you know you can start climbing up, you know, it's not gonna be enough. So there needs to be a point in time where that feeling of fear is overtaken by the fact that you need the ability to be able to breathe fresh air, because the air that you've been breathing have been quite possibly the most toxic part of your life. And so that change comes when that deeper belief system overpowers fear, right? And so although we have the initiation, that second continuous form of momentum needs to come from a deeper place and must be worthy enough to overpower fear. And so it's not about forgetting the fear. It is not about getting over the fear. It is about a different kind of emotion or feeling that overpowers any emotions of fear. And it's easier said than done, which a lot of things in this podcast are. But as far as evidence go, you know, there are examples of living proof that if you continuously think about something, if you continuously manifest something outwards, right, that it comes back to you somehow. And it's those types of people where we can see a little bit of ourselves inside of them, and that gives us empowerment to take one very, very small step towards our own truth. You know, because at the end of the day, none of us want to wake up at 40s, 50s, or even later, 60s or after, and have regret or think that we haven't lived fully or that, you know, we're quite possibly missing out on anything. And that's really, I mean, some people talk about fame, some people talk about power or money or desires, but at the end of the day, I think for everyone, for me, the ultimate goal is to have no regrets. And if I look back on anything myself, you know, there isn't one decision that I regret, because before I make decisions, before I take a step, I think it through. And that can be sometimes more of a disadvantage than an advantage. But if you learn about yourself, to learn your truth and find ways to understand and develop how your journey is going to be from knowing yourself now until, you know, your truth isn't a destination. It's almost the system or method in which you choose to go on this journey, right, for the rest of your life. That's what the truth is. And so, you know, we started talking about fear. And it's one of the hardest things to overcome, especially if we're talking about traumatic or psychological fear. But fortunately for us, we are just simply talking about the, you know, the tiny, tiny fear that some of us can experience when we're jumping from one choice to another, especially if it's a life-altering choice. And it's really, really important to remember that we are not the first to make the mistakes that we make. Not to say you should keep making mistakes, just to say that it is not the end of the world, right? If you hit a bump, if you fall, if something negative happens to you. And this is again another form of minimal motivation, that it's going to be an initiation starter, a small baby step. But if there's anything that any of us can do, it's to work on that continuous momentum and to find something that is going to drive you constantly. We change on not just a daily basis, but even smaller than that. I think most people don't notice it. Even personally, for me, I always thought that I thought that it was pretty different because I would, my emotions changed a lot throughout the day. I had more of negative, sad, emotions, and I thought because I went through these constantly, multiple times throughout the day, and it impacted what I do, that there was something different with me. But the truth is, I'm just more self-aware than the majority of people. And so I, at a very young age up until now, I was extremely self-aware of any minimal change in myself, in my surroundings, and in how I projected to the world around me. And so because we change so rapidly, and because most of us are not as self-aware, that's where we end up being in trouble. And that's how you or someone else could do something they hate for so long and not notice that it's one of the top things that they're gonna regret. And that's how someone can continue doing that for 40, 50 years and wake up one day, have something happen to them, and everything clicks into spot. And you hear this story not just in the movies and shows, but sometimes you see it, sometimes you get the chance to see it, and sometimes it's still not enough to push you. And the point is, there isn't one thing. We can go movie after movie, dissect everything, dissect multiple variations and alternatives of how life can turn out, but the truth is, at the end, you need that deeper meaning that kind of shakes you up a little bit, and shakes your current identity, and it almost, instead of saying it's an emotion that overpowers the fear, it just could be something that scares you more than what's scaring you right now. What's scaring you right now is that if you go ahead and take this risk, you might be broke for a while. Someone, like if you're in a relationship, they might leave you. You might become a failure in the eyes of your children, your spouse, or your family, right? These are the fears, like judgment that can kind of come up with a decision like this. But for some people, how they continue is because the fear of like regret at the end, or the fear of not being content, or the fear of having to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of your life. That fear overpowers this mammal fear that we just discussed. And so it could be a lot of things. It could be a lot of things to get you to start to do what you can do to reach your full potential. Because at the end of the day, we all have a highest potential that we can reach. And it's one of the saddest things in human existence, history, present, and the future, is that the people who can really get closest to their potential, right? Those people we kind of put on a higher shelf up in the society library, and we say that they're unreachable. And that makes it comfortable enough for us to acknowledge them, but tell ourselves that we're so different that we possibly can't get there. And yes, discipline and motivation and a lot of other components have a lot to do with reaching your potential. But what no one tells us, and especially at such a young age, is that to reach potential is not just to have accountability, responsibility, confidence, people skills, and the other qualities that I mentioned. It's not just to have those qualities. It is to use them, not all at once, interchangeably. Sometimes two go together, sometimes five go together, sometimes, but it's to use them together to make you as a whole person. And what no one really tells you is that there hasn't really been anyone who's reached their fullest human potential, right? Because, and then again, this goes back to how you define potential. You know, if you ask me, potential goes back to a person living contently on a day-to-day basis, right? With them looking back with no regret and them looking to the future in a very optimistic manner and living their life in balance. That's what potential would mean to me, but it can differ. It can differ in multiple ways. I have not looked up the definition of potential. This is just a personal definition of mine. But then again, it is harder said than done. But the point is to say it, it's to acknowledge it, it's to be aware of it, to notice that the reason you can't move on is due to fear, to realize that it might take something stronger than that to move past it, to find that continuous momentum. It is to realize that finding your truth is a method of a lifestyle that you cultivate for yourself, right? On the journey to finding your potential and being your full self. And if that is the goal, then it's a great goal because, like I said, it's rare that you find anyone reach that potential, not because it's impossible to reach, but because it's ever-changing. As you yourself, like we said, change on a daily, I mean, more than one time a day, think about how your potential changes because you are more than just you. You could be a father, a husband, a teacher, and you're also a son and a daughter, and you're so much more. You can have being a mother and a father, and there's so many roles that you take out throughout your life that your potential changes with that as your roles change. And so, lesson one, be aware of who you are in as many ways as possible. Do not look at it in a minimal perspective. Do not take power away from yourself by making yourself feel less or belittle any role that you have in your life. Instead, choose to take responsibility for your roles, fulfill them to the highest ability, and realize that you're the one in control of it all. Because there's really no one coming to save any of us, and so just start working on saving ourselves.